With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Iran now says the Strait of Hormuz is fully closed until the end of the U.S. blockade on Iranian ports. Its Revolutionary Guard Navy said earlier today that any vessel approaching the Strait of Hormuz will be considered as cooperation with the enemy. This reaches until it reaches a deal with Tehran and the U.S., including its nuclear program. President Trump told a Turning Point USA gathering last night in Phoenix the U.S. will remove what remains of Iran's nuclear material.
The USA will get all nuclear dust. You know what the nuclear dust is? That was that white powdery substance created by our B-2 bombers, those great B-2 bombers, late one evening, 7 months ago. No money will exchange hands in any way, shape, or form.
Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton says he can't understand why some Americans seem to want Iran to win the conflict with the U.S.
I think Tom Friedman said it best a few days ago. He's the famous New York Times columnist, kind of a perfect embodiment of conventional opinion among the center-left in Washington and New York, is that Iran is really bad, and he kind of wants them to lose, but he would hate for Donald Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu to get a political victory. And if he had to choose, he'd probably go with a political loss for Trump and Netanyahu.
A federal judge has blocked a merger.
The merger between local television giants Nexstar Media Group and Tegna blocked until an antitrust lawsuit is resolved. This merger would create a company owning over 200 TV stations across 44 states. U.S. District Court Chief Judge Troy L. Nunley issued an order halting the deal. Attorneys General in 8 states and DirecTV sued to stop the merger, arguing it could raise consumer prices and harm local journalism. Nexstar's attorneys say the deal has already been vetted and approved by the Federal Communications Commission and the Department of Justice.
This is SRN News. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports the U.S. birth rate is down again.
The latest numbers from the Centers for Disease Control reveal that there were a little over 3.6 million babies born in this country in 2025, a 1% drop from the year before. Meanwhile, 3 years after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, the number of abortions in the U.S. is soaring. The Ellen Guttmacher Institute says over 1.1 million women terminated their pregnancies in 2025, virtually unchanged from 2024. Michael Harrington reporting.
Mason Temple, the church in Memphis where Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his final speech, is getting a facelift. It will be upgraded with a $1.2 million federal grant, part of a nearly $18 million package for Memphis projects, included in the annual congressional appropriations process. The package also includes $3 million for the restoration of historic Claiborne Temple. This is SRN News. QVC Group, the owner of QVC and the Home Shopping Network, has filed for bankruptcy.
The filing comes as TV shopping networks struggle to adapt to consumers' rapid shift to live streams on TikTok or online marketplaces. QVC Group says all of its brands are operating as usual. It will continue to serve its customers across all QVC, HSN, and Cornerstone brands, channels, and platforms. QVC Group says its international operations are not included in the filing. The company is looking to emerge from bankruptcy protection in about 90 days. I'm Mike Hempen.
Ford is recalling almost 1.4 million of its F-150 pickup trucks in the U.S. because of a gear shift issue that may lead to drivers losing control of their vehicles and increase the risk of a crash. The automaker is aware of 2 injuries and 1 accident potentially related to the issue. The recall includes F-150 light trucks with a 6-speed automatic transmission, produced in certain dates. This is SRN News.